Blog Talk Radio.
Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am doing great. I had a wonderful morning at chapel in spite of the terrific windstorm we had here last night.
Oh, wow. I go down
to Radford, okay, from Roanoke, which is about a 45-minute to an hour drive, right? I go down there, and usually I stop at a Sonic because I love their breakfast sandwiches. I know it's not good food, but I love them. So I usually stop there. I go there. Their sign is completely blown out. Then on the way back, I go by the Arby's. Their sign is completely blown out. These are big signs, and they're just like they've been completely whacked.
Wow.
I'm like, really?
Yeah. Wow.
Power outages all over the place, and I was spared. Thank you, God. So I didn't lose my power here, but a lot of people did.
Oh, it's amazing what that Uranus coming into conjunction with Mercury happens to do. That's a lot
of quick air. Oh, yes. Well, you know me. I was born with Mars conjunct Uranus conjunct the Sun. That's why I'm the Storm Queen, Jacqueline.
Absolutely. And we all know it.
Don't try and hide it. I know. But it's okay. Because also, incredible epiphanies have been going on, and people have been liberating themselves in new ways, even just their way of thinking. It's been pretty amazing.
Absolutely is. I mean, it's really interesting about how those epiphanies come about, how, you know, they're going about, and all of a sudden something suddenly comes in to shift their focus or to shift the situation. It's pretty cool. It's pretty interesting about this time of life that we're going through. You know, again, with all the fire energy we have going on at this point in time, and, you know, that moving forward and having that shift, that swift understanding shift very quickly, it's just a great thing. I think everybody should be watching out what's coming at them.
Oh, exactly right. And did you look at that new moon chart? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow. Isn't that amazing?
Venus now in Aries, you know, then Sun, Moon, and Uranus lined up. Oh, my goodness. I'm like, wow. I expect to be brilliant in the upcoming month.
Oh, this should be inspiring. I like it that it's in the new beginning part of it.
Absolutely.
You know, this is an opening and a channel for all of us to really open up to our souls and that purity and that innocence of the Aries energy and really to see the truth of what's going on. I like that Mars is still, Mars is still in direct in Sagittarius because it gives that philosophical look and it gives us a thing to look at a greater picture and the simplicity of that greater picture on this earth at this time.
Well, all the trines with Saturn right now, I'm thinking that a lot of people are going to draw upon their inner mentor and all the things that they have learned, all the adventures they may have had, whether at the time they thought they were positive or negative, they're not going to start to see that philosophy forming within them in a new way.
I agree. I also like that Mercury is in Taurus, giving a practical approach in our thoughts with all of this going on.
Yeah, the strange thing about Mercury is it's making no aspects to the traditional planets in this particular lunation. So that's why
I think it is
good. Yeah, because it's like wisdom stands alone, right?
Exactly.
Okay. We're on the same page, babe.
Okay. Hey, we're both on the same page. It's a great thing. But yeah, you know, I think it's so great that it doesn't have any aspects to it. So there's nothing that's going to affect it. It's going to be in its purest form at that point in time.
Absolutely. And the other thing that's kind of interesting is Venus is forming no aspects either. It's not quite close enough. And all those squares that we have going on with Pluto and Capricorn, I think people are going to be able to accept the things that they can't change, and they're going to work on the I am within.
I agree. I do agree. Yeah. And with the upcoming Mars retrograde this month, I think that's really going to make people shift again one more time to really follow their actions in a different way and set a new trend from the information they've received over this new moon at this time. So I think there's a lot of it, you know, a lot of thought process going on with the whole entire world and how they're being affected. And again here, that purist to take out Venus out of all of those and to let that benefactor stand alone on its own power is a really great thing to have. You know, when you have your benefits standing alone, you can choose where they're going to go or how they're going to go a lot easier without any other influence.
Yes, exactly. And it being in the sign of Aries, which is the sign of the ram, but also the sign of the lamb. And it's kind of like that I am energy just screams for that. You know, you are love. What do you love? What do you want to do with that love? How do you want to reclaim your uniqueness as the singular being that you are with what lies within you that is eternal? It's just special.
It is. This is a great time to make a lot of shifts in our life. I think that, you know, sometimes the universe has a divine way of making things a little chaotic to really shift and move things in a better direction. And I think this is one of the times we're in at this time.
Well, I suspect it's going to be great for you because Venus rules your sun. You're going to be in good shape.
And my love is leaving me to go back up north during this period of time.
No, he's not really leaving you. He is just going on his own soul quest for a little while. I'm sure he'll be sharing it with you.
Oh, yeah, we will. It's that time of year again where we lose our snowbirds down here and where some of us natives turn snowbirds and vacate the premises for the obsessive heat. Go to another beautiful area. So it's part of the transition and change of spring.
It is. It is. And between all the flowers and all the birdies being happy once the wind passed today, I filled my bird bath twice now. They're out there just like really happy.
Yay!
It is spring. Well, we have a number of callers on here. I suppose we should pick one up and see what they need from us, huh?
How about we do that?
Okay. Area code 828, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies, it's Danielle.
Hey, Danielle!
How are you doing, babe?
I'm all right.
With you.
Yeah.
What's shaking in your world?
Well, I'm still confused about what I'm supposed to do about moving to Roanoke. I know I'm coming up to Roanoke, but I'm not sure how much money I'm getting from Steve and exactly when, so I'm not sure if I'm supposed to try to find something before I get up there or come up there and then try to find a place. And I was hoping I didn't have to be stuck in an efficiency apartment for another year. And am I going to be disappointed with the amount of money I'm going to get?
See.
Well, what what's the money going to allow me to do as far as financial stuff, as far as having a place to live and food and all that kind of stuff?
Well, with Mars retrograding, you might end up in delay. Because Mars is going to be retrograding in your fourth house of home and hearth and in the astral chart. You also have Jupiter retrograde in your second house of real estate in Virgo. So because of that, although they're not really angling off with each other in the moment, Jupiter and Saturn are both retrograde, and they are both in a situation where you do really need to have a plan A and a plan B, Danielle. Now, you and I discussed this on the phone, you know, privately, and I had found some options as far as making the move and all that in places that maybe you could afford and all that. The thing is that depending on this person to give you the money, and haven't you been waiting for quite a while for that money?
Years.
Yeah. And what seems to be the delay?
Well, what the card has said in the past is the spirit world or whatever has the control over, not me or him.
Particularly see a windfall coming. Do you see that, Jacqueline?
No, I don't. And I agree with Aphrodite that at this point in time, Jupiter is still retrograde. This is a process. Your lease doesn't end until August as it is, correct?
Right, August 21st.
Okay. Well, you've got plenty of time, and you're anticipating this too quickly. We were talking about the Aries energy that's coming in, and that transit is going through your ninth house, which is kind of a really cool thing because what it is, the ninth house rules that basic philosophies in life and perspective, and there's certain things that you're going to be learning over this period of time over the next few weeks, to that information that you're going to need and grow from to be able to make a better decision. So I think that you're worrying too much right now about having to know that security. And I understand you have a Mercury and a Venus in Cancer, and you're looking for that safety and security, but that safety and security is going to reveal itself. You have to trust the process. You're trying to control the information now and get the information too quickly when it has to unfold in its correct time. So over the next few weeks, I strongly suggest you look at the clues they're giving you and follow those clues and really redirect them. I don't think anything's, you're going to be ready to make a decision until after Mercury goes direct, and that's going to be in mid-May. So you have a little bit of time here where it's more of a contemplative time to look at the opportunities and options rather than to worry about where it's going to end up at this time. Okay, so what I'm trying to tell you is dream right now what you want it to be and look towards what the universe is guiding you to get that dream, okay?
Well, I'm still, by August I won't be getting any more money from Steve monthly, and I only have $1,000 a month income. I've only got $1,000 coming in a month after he stopped. I only got like $900 left from him, and then my income's only $1,000 a month.
And again here, there's going to be more information that you're going to receive over the next few weeks that are going to help you to make a better decision on the financial aspect. You have to, again here, I would be looking around, searching around, and seeing what's out there, but look at what's being presented to you as well. I wouldn't worry about it not being there is my point. I understand the safety and security factor that you want something quicker. You want to see the concrete proof quicker. But it's not going to come no matter how anybody looks at it in your chart. Jupiter is retrograde in your second house of personal finances. There's nothing that's going to take place that's going to be anything good until it goes direct. Okay? And so that's not until...
September.
I think it's May
9th. May 10th. It goes direct. Then Mercury's retrograde until the 23rd of May. So by the
23rd.
Close of May, you'll have figured it out.
There you go.
By that last week of May, you're going to have figured it out. And because Venus is going to be moving into Gemini, you might have more than one opportunity. You might have two things you're looking at that will work in different ways. So I would look at everything and do the research. Keep looking at what things are being rented for up here, how you could navigate that change. Because once you get yourself up here, you're going to be better, and you know it. Okay, right now you're just feeling very claustrophobic and very trapped. And I think sometimes it causes, like, darkness in your thinking, is what I'm seeing. So allow yourself to just say, I'm going to keep doing the research and keep watching everything until something shows up. Okay?
Okay.
And anything I can do from here to help you, you let me know. You know
okay.
I'm here for you. Okay? You just let
okay.
me know. If there's something you want me to even go take a look at, take pictures of, I can go and look at it for you. I'm happy to. You just let me know.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
I'd love to have you back here in the realm.
Yeah, more tarot classes.
Yep.
Take care, Danielle.
All right. God bless you.
Okay. Thanks, right, lady.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. See, I'm one of these people, I can always see how I can do it. Slows me down. I'm like, what? I don't believe that's happening. I always think go first.
Well, you know, and you look at Danielle's chart, and the only fire she has is Neptune. I mean, seriously? Okay. We know why
right.
she doesn't have the energy. She appears to because of that Leo rising, but she doesn't
mm-hmm.
see the Leo rising. She doesn't utilize that part. So this is a girl that has no fire, you know, and that's where you have to inspire individuals like this. This is where they have a different perspective than people who do have fire energies within them. And so it's
right.
it's a matter of shifting that energy, you know, and that's a hard thing to do. That's where Danielle's challenge is, so poor thing.
Exactly, but the nice thing is her ascendant right now in Leo is the grand trine with the transiting sun, retrograde Saturn. So I think that once she has felt that she has learned everything that she needs to learn where she is and knows that's a chapter of her life that needs to close, I think she's going to be much closer to her truth.
Absolutely. That's such a great
yeah.
thing, you know. It is a growing
yeah.
process for her. It does inspire her during this period of time.
Absolutely. So are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 913, you're on the air.
Hey, ladies. It's Andy. How you doing tonight?
Hey.
Hey, how
Andy.
Are you?
Good. Happy April.
You too.
Happy April to you.
Everything is blooming and busting out of the ground. It's beautiful.
Oh, yes.
Springtime.
Springtime, absolutely. And I'm curious about the new moon and what it might mean and where it falls in my chart.
Now, remind me where you're relocated to, because I have you down as Urbana, Illinois.
I'm in Overland Park, Kansas.
Okay. I thought so, but I couldn't quite bring it back.
And were you there for your birthday this year?
No, I was in Washington, D.C. Which was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing. A little bit of sensory overload for me, but.
I had a wonderful
it works for
birthday.
Some. Good. Well, she's going to be looking at your solar return. I wanted to look at what's going on with this beautiful new moon, and I have to tell you, it's all over the place with you. All these Aryan planets are going to be in your 10th house.
Oh, my God.
And, it's just a lot of energy there as far as establishing yourself, about having the courage of the I am. Jupiter's retrograding over your Pluto and your Mars, forming all these oppositions to your ninth house. And so this is a time when you're really going to feel that you're being called to do what you're meant to do in a real detailed format. And a lot of it has to do with standing up for what you believe is right and righteous in the world. It's like all over
wow.
your chart. Yep. Saturn sitting dead on your south node, which just indicates that, you know, they say when the student is ready, the teacher appears.
Mm-hmm.
I think both is going to happen. I think that you are going to find a teacher, someone you respect and admire, but I think you're also going to be the teacher. I think you're going to do both.
Wow. Wow. that's something else. I mean, the workload in school has been really heavy. It's been a very heavy workload. And I anticipate it will continue, you know, to be so through the summer at least. I mean, if not beyond, but very busy. Lots to do.
Well, this is a perfect time to do it, okay? It's really living in the present and living in the now. Because one of the things about this new moon chart is that Mars at that time is dead on your vertex, okay? So there's a lot of things out of your control. You're just, as I put it, there's a lot of moving parts in your life right now.
Yes.
I like it.
And
get out the WD-40.
Yeah, it's going to move whether you like it or not. And the thing is that I like about it as well, because what that means to you, that having the vertex straight on this transiting Mars, is that here, this is going to be, everything around you is going to be dictating your movements and your actions. You're going to get sucked into a lot of different things. And it's for your benefit. Again, this is one of the great benefactors of it, because it is in trine to your Sun, Mercury, in your transit, in your solar return, your natal Sun, of course, and Venus that has no aspects to it during that period of time. So it really is effort that was talking about. This all is soul work. This is all the efforts that you're putting in now are just going to unfold. It's like everything is in living color. All these movements are so for your benefit and really going to let your soul shine. So realize that all this work is going to pay off and you're going to get your rest time. But this is a time where you're going to get noted and things are going to come out and the advantages are there for you in your life. So you have to capitalize while it's going.
Wonderful. Yeah, you've got to strike while the iron is hot, so to speak.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Well, great. I'll take some more B vitamins and get on it.
I love it. Okay.
Just live in the moment of every situation. Don't get caught up in how much is coming at you, okay? Because that can be a little overwhelming for an Aries at points and times, and you know it can make it a little bit more uncomfortable. So just be very present in the moment, and don't think about the next thing that's coming at you.
Excellent. Thank you both so much. You have a great night.
Good luck.
You too, and God bless.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Unbelievable. Whew. Lots going on there.
There's so much activity. Yeah.
Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 720, you're on the air.
Hi, Aphrodite. Hi, Jacqueline. This is Ipitar.
Sorry, who is
how
this?
How are you? This is Ibitar.
Oh, how are you?
I'm good.
You sound like you've been very, very busy.
Yeah, I have been, and I just finished a walk, and I'm sitting here on the terrace, and I said, I wish I would have took some notes. I couldn't take notes because I was walking, but anyway, I wanted to know about this new moon, and Pisces is in my money house, and I wanted to know, I heard you say that there's no aspects to Mercury and Venus, so I wanted to see how that was going to be playing out, too.
Now, Avatar, where do you live now? I have you down for Illinois.
I'm in Colorado, and I've been here for almost 5 years now.
See, my computer doesn't save where I relocate you to. It just saves your natal. That's why I'm asking. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Oh, I used to be able to remember everything, but I don't know.
It's a lot to remember.
Yeah. I now officially have more than 13,000 people on my database.
Oh, my goodness.
Got to remember, I've been doing this since 92.
That's a long time.
Wow, I am loving this. I am loving this. You know, the beautiful thing is Neptune is sitting right on your moon in that house of money. I'm sorry, you were just going to say that, weren't you, Jacqueline? I'm sorry.
I was almost going to say something, and then you started, so I hushed, and then you turned around and said exactly the same thing I was going to say.
Okay, you tell her the upside about if she can dream it, she can create it. God, you tell her the upside first, and then I'll give her the downside. Go for it.
Okay. You know, and that's the thing. This is a great time with the way it's sitting in your chart, that if you want it, if you really want to see where your money's going and what's going to happen, if you dream it, it will come, okay? This is one time where I will say I would do some kind of ritual or intent, especially over April 6th, the evening of April 6th, as well as April 7th, I would spend some time in meditation. I would spend some time before you go to sleep saying, I want to create this financial success. I want to work with this financial success. It gives you, and feel it emotionally as you're doing it.
Okay.
It gives you the power to really do some meditative work to make that happen or to make that creation. And so now I'll give Aphrodite to the negative side of it.
Mars is traveling in Sagittarius. It's still direct. And it's squaring your moon in Neptune. That's why it needs to be done in the stillness of imagery. It's not a go, go, go. It's a BBB.
Okay.
And so because of that, go in gently with yourself. Envision your dreams coming true. See you in a place you wish to sit and inhabit, okay? If you're frustrated, allow yourself to come in for that soft landing first, and as Jacqueline recommended, do the ritual. There's also going to be kind of a very interesting energy shift that's going on that a lot of light workers are talking about also on the 9th of April. So I don't think there's anything wrong with you doing a 7-day vigil, okay?
I'll be in Arizona around that time, the 6th. 7th, 8th, and 9th, up until the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. I'd make it a beautiful
day,
Friday.
And I love Arizona. So perfect place for the space to do that.
Now, both of the lights, the sun and the moon, are going to be conjunct your Venus in your third house of your tribe. Those people you connect with, brothers, sisters, neighbors, close friends, communities you totally enjoy, lifestyles that make you feel your uniqueness is such a benefit. Okay? And you got to remember that this new moon is in place, the energies are in place until the next new moon. So you're looking at a 30 to 31 day cycle. So really get comfortable with you, your inner child, and your radiant light in this cycle. It's going to benefit you fabulous. I mean, amazing stuff can happen.
Oh, okay. For a whole month.
Oh, yeah.
You're
going to be feeling the vibration for a whole month.
And you're also going to have your Venus return kick in during that period of time because Venus is going to come right into, Venus is going to come in conjunction with your natal Venus. So you're going to have, as far as your Venus, what you discover and what you love and what you focus on, what you love at this point in time is going to have another 2-year cycle. So what you set into motion over this next month is going to be really interesting to see how it comes back. Okay? Know that it's not going to be instant. Everything that we're talking about with this is in slow motion. So put it out there and wait for it to come back. Okay?
Okay, that's really encouraging because things have been kind of dragging in certain areas. And, you know, the other day I said, you know what, I just shifted and I said, I just let go and allow and, you know, trying to, you know, want things to happen when I want them to happen or I just let it go. I just let it go.
It's going to take some time.
It's attuned to a self-refocalization on both the spiritual and the manifest. So once you say the I am in a way that you're going to feel now you're ready again, Like right now you've been, like you say, going through this lull period. So you're feeling sometimes a little tired, like, oh, when do I get my break, all that. All the inspiration is going to return in this cycle, and it's going to carry you through because the vibration is just shifting. Every day you'll get up and you'll say, okay, I'm going to do this next. Okay, I'll do that next. You're not going to feel the way you do right now. It's going to change.
Okay. Okay, that's going to change what, in April or May?
The new moon.
The new moon. Okay, so Jacqueline, you said that this this Venus return is going to last for 2 years?
Yes, the Venus return will last for 2 years. It sets a tone for the next 2 years. Because Venus, it takes approximately 2 years for Venus to go through the full zodiac signs.
Mm-hmm.
And
what are some of the things I should be focusing on, you know, within that time frame?
People that identify with your dream. People that share a certain level of similarity to your hopes, dreams, ethics, spirituality. Those things. It's like you're going to find your tribe, but you're also going to find people from your tribe around every corner.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful.
Those chance encounters and stuff, it's going to be, like, amazing.
Sounds great. Oh, thank you.
Well,
so
you keep
much.
Us posted.
Okay, I will.
Many blessings to you.
Many blessings to both of you, too. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Getting fired up. Okay, are you ready for the next one?
Now I am. I can speak again. Sorry about that.
Yeah, what happened?
Throat.
Are you having allergies down there?
Well, we went for a bike ride, and I think something got in my nose.
Oh, okay. All right. Are you sure you're ready for the next one?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Area code 480, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies, this is Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike, how are you?
I am fantastic.
I guess you are. Okay, well, I'll talk to you another time. Just kidding. They made me say that.
Right. No, it's all good. My question, I just got done training for a new sales position, and we hit the floor tomorrow, you know, making calls and stuff like that. And of course, there's a little apprehension and uncertainty and everything like that, but I know I'm led to this. So I just kind of want to get some insight in regards to that, mainly the financial return in the very beginning.
I have a lot of mics on here. When's your birthday?
5/29/70.
Detroit, Michigan.
Yep.
I've got 14 mics on here. Let me see if I can find you.
But I'm in California now.
And what time are you going to start this job tomorrow?
We have to be there at 8.
And where in California do you live?
I live in Ojai.
O-J-A-I.
But the job's in Westlake Village, if that matters.
Okay.
Let's take a look at this.
I want to take a look at the new moon chart.
The new moon has a part of fortune that really is to your advantage. So the new moon is really, I like the new moon chart better than I do the transit chart when you start this. I have to tell you that. But I do agree this is a new emotional beginning for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it's a nice emotional beginning for you. But I think you're going to be a little nervous. Again, the part of fortune that I was talking about that really aspects you nicely when on the new moon is conjunct your natal moon at the time that you start this job. So emotionally, it's so to your benefit to start this job. There shows that this is an inclination that this could be a very good thing for you. Don't get me wrong about that. However, I have to caution you about being a little overly emotional about it. Okay? What I think about this is that I think that the first couple of days you're going to really not have your bearings as well as what you'd like to, okay, and not to worry about it. But this new moon comes along, and that new moon chart really makes a great shift, and I'm going to let Aphrodite talk to you about that, to where I really think that this is a good opening and a good opportunity, but have a little bit of patience with it in the first place. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I think this is a gift from God.
Yeah.
On the new moon, Venus is kissing your moon. Mars is opposing your sun in Gemini. You're going to be multitasking. You're going to be excited. Now, that excitement can be okay without being anxious. So I agree with Jacqueline. In the first couple of days when you're getting your bearings, try to really be patient just with yourself, okay? But other than that, I think this is a fantastic opportunity. Also, all the Aries planets are going into your eighth house, which means that this job for you, you're going to be investing in yourself in a big way, and you're going to be working with a team of people that want you to succeed.
Yep.
And I love that for you. Also, the other thing that shows up in here is that on the new moon, at the time that it's actually new, the ascendant, here where I'm reading you from, and again, I'm your astrologer, so I know you're going to be in California, but the ascendant, when it occurs here, which is what I would be seeing if I was looking into the heavens, is going to be exactly opposite your Jupiter, your planet of good fortune and abundance in Libra. So the key here is to balance your enthusiasm for self with your enthusiasm for your team. That is the key to unlock the door to success here.
Hello?
Did you hear me? Are you there?
Did
Is anybody there?
Them?
I don't know. I didn't touch any buttons, I swear.
Hey, Mike.
Hello?
Hey, you never... There you are. Can you hear
us? Can you hear us now?
Oh, here I am.
Okay. There you are. Can you hear us now?
I can hear you now.
Excellent.
Now, did you hear what I said?
Maybe not.
Okay. Because the ascendant star, okay, on the new moon is going to be sitting in opposition to your Jupiter in Libra, it's important for you to invest in yourself, but also to invest in those that are part of your team. That's the key to unlock the golden door here. Whatever you're going to be doing with this team is going to be new and now and progressive, right?
Yes.
Yes. So be very, very attentive
Hello.
To those around you.
Okay, now I can hear you.
Okay. So be very attentive to those around you, but also be very attentive to what you bring to the table. That is the key to unlock the door for your success. Okay. Did you have something else you wanted to add, Jacqueline?
No, you said it all. It's a great time. I mean, it really is. This is a really, like Aphrodite said and at first, as she said, this is a gift from God. And this, I think you're going to take off with this. I just think that, you know, you need to do it with a little bit of temperance. And don't get so frustrated in the first few days of it. We lose him again, Mike?
No, I'm here, and I'll probably have to listen once it goes on to get saved, because I missed a lot of that.
All right, please do, because it's good stuff for you to know.
Thank you so much.
All right, many blessings.
Good luck.
Good
Thank
luck.
You.
All right, bye-bye. Technology has its challenges, is it not?
Oh, absolutely. It's a handful.
Yes. So you're ready for the next one.
Okay.
Area code 414, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. Thank you for taking my call. How are you guys?
Great. How are you?
Good. My name is Felicia. I believe I talked to you guys before. I live in Tennessee.
Okay. Let's
see. My birthday is April
25th.
Yeah, 6'9".
Little Rock, Arkansas.
Yes, that's where I was born.
Now, where do you live now?
Tennessee.
What city?
Nashville.
All right, then.
And did you have a question for us?
Yes. Basically, is financial tied into career? Because right now, where I'm at now, do you see any movement this month for me of moving in the career direction that I need to be, that I would love to be in? I've just been sending out positive vibes and affirmations and things like that and trying to connect with the right people. And I just put in 3 more applications for a position, still helping. I just wanted to know if anything's going to happen for me in a career-wise this month.
Okay.
What are you doing for a living? Or what are you looking for as far as a job?
More giving back to the community, helping out. I work with juveniles, and when I used to live in a different state, working with the corrections part, like when they go in for certain things. So I dealt with them, the social service part, with their families and the communities to help them find jobs when they come out of the juvenile system, things like that. Now
and
I'm in the state. I'm in a state position, but I'm trying to find a way to get into that arena and doing the same thing or still giving back to the community, you know, because my umbrella is like putting family and the juveniles all under one umbrella, because it does take a village to raise a home, in other words. It brings a child, because, you know, if you help the family, you're going to help the kids, and that's what I'm trying to do.
Well,
I think the new moon is going
to
bless you.
I'm sorry.
This new moon is going to bless you.
No, go ahead.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
This new moon is really going to bless you, because what's going to happen is you're going to get an opportunity with someone who knows that they need to step down. And your experience is going to stand by you. And on this new moon, the lights and Uranus are forming some beautiful trines to your Mars and Sag. It's going to take you a while to really get the feel for the amount of responsibility you're going to need to embrace. And I don't feel you're going to be to that point of confidence where you feel like you're sitting on the right throne until August, but that's okay. I think the opportunity can come sooner, but I think it's going to take some teaching, some learning, some interaction with other individuals within this organization, because it looks to me to be a not-for-profit. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, it could be government work as well. Okay, it's either a not-for-profit or a government work, one or the other. I would be looking in both areas at this point in time. But Saturn retrograde is conjunct your Mars, okay, your natal Mars. This is going to be the challenge, is patience, okay? I agree with Aphrodite that this is a time where I would have all the feelers out, but don't expect to get the results you want for a little while, okay? I think there's somebody, there's connections that you need to meet, people that you need to know, things that need to get out there. But I don't feel this is the time that you're going to get that job.
Okay.
The ideal job that you're looking for. Again, here, this is the perfect time to have patience, to get out there, to see what's out there, and really make sure you pick the right job. Because whether it's a government work or a group or organization that you're going to go work for, you must be passionate about it. You must love the people who you're going to be working for and the cause that you're going to be working for. So focus very specifically on what you want to do and where these things fit in your values more than the timing of it coming to you. And I think by getting to know each area of this, you will really find the home that you're going to be in for a long time as far as the work you're going to be doing, because your work is a way of life. It's not just a job. You do it with your heart and soul. Okay, you couldn't be a worker that works just 8 to 5 for somebody. It's just not you. You would lose your mind. Okay, so that passion has to be there, and the people who are supporting you have to be there for you to do this. And the universe is going to present it to you at the right time. You just have to be patient and know that you just have to get out there right now and really get your name out there.
Okay. Okay.
I think you're going to find a place where you really desire to work, and you're going to feel that passion, and you're going to keep track of them, and you're going to keep track of when the opening comes to you. But I feel it could be as soon as the new moon that you become into that awareness. But I agree with Jacqueline that, again, the development goes into August and stuff, so it may be new programs that are starting. It may be a new company that's opening up. And it could be also, again, somebody that has established it but now wants somebody to kind of come in and really take over so you can use the skills you've already established.
Oh,
okay.
Yes.
So be looking for that one that you're like, oh, man, I so want to work for them. I so want to work for them. Okay.
Oh,
that's
will.
The one you
want
to do.
Yes. Thank you, ladies. I will. And I will, you narrow it down, because you are correct. I do feel myself working. I have to love my job. I love the career I am, and that's how I am when I'm giving back to the community or in any type of way. I'll just feel great about it. So I really have to just narrow into certain types of jobs that's going to catch my eye. And I have been, because I have been trying to, like, I just put 3 in, but it's at the same company. But these 3 can train me in the lessons that I learn and all the skills that I need to be able to focus to go another way. Because these can train me to open up a home building of my own. And you know, and I'm looking at it that way, because if nobody else, I don't see anything my way, all these lessons that and skills that I'm learning, I would take that and try to open it my own, because my husband eventually is going to start his real estate things and start getting buildings and refurbishing them and things like that. I will look into that as well, because I am going to create something for the community. So that's where my heart's at.
I love you for that. I so love you for that.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks again, ladies.
All right, many of us. Keep us posted, okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right. God bless. Bye. I just feel like seeds are so planted there.
Oh, yeah. It's a great time for it. It's perfect for spring, planting a bunch of seeds everywhere.
Yes. I love it. So you're ready for the next one? I think this one's in your neck of the woods.
Okay.
Area code 561, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, ladies, this is Stacy. I haven't talked to you guys for a while, but something you did say back 6 months ago did happen. I was out of work for a while, and I found a job in October 13th I started, and that was, and I interviewed during the retrograde and started just when it was turning direct. And that job, exactly, because you said 2 weeks beforehand I was starting the job, but basically, because years before that I was at a job for 6 years, and that job was a temp job, and it only lasted 4 months, and I started the same day another gal started, and 2 months after I started, somebody else started, and they called in. I never called in, but I was let go. And I really thought, you know, I was doing a very good job, supposedly, they said. And I'm just kind of upset I was let go, because I put 100% into it. And I'm thinking, well, I started a job on a retrograde, but I needed to work, you know. And so far it's been 6 weeks and nothing. And I'm just getting very worried.
Now, you're 12/16/72?
No, 12/26/67.
6:18 a.m., Oceanside, New York?
Yes.
Okay. Where do you live now, Stacy?
Oh, Delray Beach.
Where?
Delray Beach, Florida.
Delray Beach, got it. Okay. Okay, let's take a look.
There, I found you. I have several Stacy, so...
Yeah, I'm in that same boat
there.
Today.
Like, there you go. Okay. Gotcha.
Okay. Delray Beach. That's a nice place to live, huh?
Yeah, it is. It's nice. The weather is nice, but I've been spending most time indoors or going on job interviews, and I just feel I haven't brought myself out to meet anyone because I'm not working, so my love life is not existent also.
Okay.
What type of job are you looking for?
Admin, administration, administrative.
Is this something that you can do from home, or is this something you'd have to do from a location within a company?
Yeah, within a location at a company.
Okay. You definitely have the administrative skills with all that early Capricorn stuff you were born with. That's for sure.
Exactly. But why did the other thing not work out? Is it because I started on a retrograde? Why? You understand. It was a temp job, but they didn't say how long it lasted, and that when it ended, it kind of really, yeah. And I liked
well,
it, and it was close.
And I so understand that your work is the pole you pivot off of, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because you feel like you did something wrong. You feel like there was something that wasn't, that you didn't complete. Again, you have a Venus in Scorpio and a Moon in Scorpio. And with that, you delve to the depths of situations.
Mm-hmm.
I'm losing my voice again.
Right now, what I'm seeing for the new moon for you, Stacy, is that Mercury is going to be opposing your moon, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that is a good thing, because Mercury is going to be in very early Taurus. Your moon actually changed signs when you were in the birth canal, okay? It's very, very early
mm-hmm.
Scorpio. And so because of that, you could manifest something very easily within this cycle. Now, you got to remember,
mm-hmm.
this new moon is coming up on the 7th. It's in effect for a month. So this is a nice signature for you. And also, the ascendant is sitting right on your north node. It may be the reason that you're no longer at that job is that you needed to move on into something better. Okay?
That's what I thought, because it was very, very easy, but I liked the fact that I had income coming in and it was close by, but it wasn't challenging at all. There wasn't any place to really move up, but I just didn't want to be without work because it took so long to find something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. That's the economy. That's not your fault.
So you don't think it's bad that I'm not there anymore? You don't think it's bad?
No, I don't think it's bad.
But the other gal that started... The other gal that started the same day with me, she's a Libra. Do you think she's going to stay there?
Well, and I think you're looking at it in the wrong perspective, okay? It wasn't the right fit for you. This was not the right job for you. You weren't lacking anything, and that was my point, is you feel like you lack something. I didn't do something. There's something I'm lacking and not being perfect in to make that not my job. And no,
it's not that way. Because they told me the assignment's just over. They didn't have any reason, basically. But,
because
you know, when you're...
the right fit. It wasn't the right fit for you. It wasn't... You would die there. If sometimes the universe saves you and protects you from things.
Okay.
And you would have stayed there as long as you possibly could have at this point in time, just because it's a job, just because it's secure. Again, I started off with your work is the pole you pivot off of. And when you don't have a job, you freak out, okay, because you don't have any kind of stability or security in your life, okay? And that is something that has to be looked at in a different form at this point in time, because the universe is saying, hey, you need to be secure within yourself, not within the financial being and doing the job, doing work that you're compromising yourself for minor security and safety. Again, here, I think there is a period of time where I think right now this is a great time for you to have another temporary job. I would be going to a temp agency.
I registered with a few of them, but I'm just waiting for phone calls. And the problem is now it's not the busy season; it's the slower season. You know, when the snowbirds leave, it's like the. This isn't the busy season, spring to summer. It's like fall to winter is. But do you see when
I understand. You're logically putting this into, this is not the right timing, but the universe says it is the right timing, because I think this summer is when you're going to get the job that you love. I think if you keep pursuing it and keep an optimism and keep an open mind during this period of time, I think that after Jupiter goes direct, that's really, which is May 9th, I think there's going to be, the door is going to open, and I think there's going to be something that you do find over the summer.
I filed for unemployment Friday. Do you see that holding me over, or getting a temp, something short term beforehand?
For you, I'd like you working. I'd like you to have a temp job.
Oh, good. But do you see one coming anytime soon, though?
I do feel there's an opportunity for it at any given point in time. Because, again, here, you're a dedicated worker. So that temp work, I think, can come in at this time. That's what I'm suggesting, that over just sitting and waiting, is just because I really do think that's the best avenue for you, is to take a job for a month or two at this point in time.
Yeah, because I call them up and say, you have anything available? And so far, nothing. The only thing one offered was weed whacking for $9 an hour. I'm like, weed whacking?
And with a month of Sagittarius, you are not doing weed whacking. I can guarantee that.
Exactly. And you know what? I even applied for waitressing, and they didn't hire me because I haven't worked. I don't have experience. I did that in college, waitressing for a country club. So I didn't even get a waitressing job. So I've applied for that, too. But I've been calling the agency to say, yes, I'm available. You isn't that crazy? Weed whacking.
It's crazy.
I know. It's weird. It's like I don't know. There's a guy. I don't really. How could we say this? This is really weird. I ran into a guy, I guess the end of February. He's a Gemini, and he's originally, I guess, from out of state. Carolinas. I guess he has family somewhere in Florida, and he was dating somebody that he met on a Mercury retrograde, and I guess they broke up. I didn't know, and then I ran into him the end of February, said hello, whatever, talked. He recognized me, and I don't know. I mean, this is crazy. Do you think I should try to pursue him, or will I ever run into him again? I know it's crazy me thinking about this, but I don't, have anybody else that I would want to think about right now. You know, it's just weird because this person met somebody on a Mars retrograde, and then they broke up. And when I had run into him, it was like very odd because he was by himself with friends. It's strange. And the year before, I ran into him, and he had a girlfriend at that time. So I didn't pursue him because also I'm not into, like, out-of-state relationships, and I think he's moving down here. Do you see anything with that, or just forget that one?
There's nothing wrong with keeping in touch, and just seeing what develops. But we're just about at the end of the hour, so try and get more information on his birthday so we can really take a look at it for you, okay?
Yeah. But I'm glad that at least you guys told me that it wasn't me, that there was something that the universe wanted me out, and there's something at least better, because I'm
absolutely
just like, because when you have no closure, it's kind of like, you know, when you have no closure to something like that, you still wonder, you feel, what am I, you know, a loser? I can't keep a job, because I've always kept jobs for like many years. So you understand what I'm saying. And you just think after a few months, generally they offer benefits and they hire and all that, and it's just job stability, but at least the universe wants me somewhere else. And, you know, during that time, I haven't really looked for even a relationship, because I just want to make sure I'm at a job a while. And I didn't do anything with my social life. And, you know, only time passed. You understand?
Right.
You understand what I'm saying. So, Summer, you're saying it's going to be better, though.
Yes, it is.
It will be.
You're going to find something really good. Don't worry. Have faith.
Oh, I know. I mean, I was making at the last temp job more money than I that others offered, but not from the job I got laid off from. The job I got laid off paid decent. So that's what I'm saying. You know, I don't want to have to stoop to $9 an hour weed whacking. I don't even do that.
No, I wouldn't do that. No, no.
You would.
Well, you keep us posted, and you have a sweet night, okay?
Thank you so much to both of you, and I'll keep you posted.
All right, God bless.
Good luck.
Goodbye. We're at the top of the hour. We should just tell people, if they're still listening, where to find us.
Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you?
They can call me at 540-400-0110, and we'll talk to you next week, and we hope you have a beautiful week. Enjoy the new moon.
Happy new moon. Good night.
Good night. God bless.